This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. So America is now on track to become Venezuela. This is, what is today? March 19th, pandemic.news update. Mike Adams here. You've probably heard about the plans now that the president and the Treasury is pushing to send, what is it, $2,000 out to every adult in America or something like that, some various version of that. So, number one, this is totally insane. This is socialized finance, and it will flood the marketplace with fiat currency, fake money, or soon to be worthless money, that will be chasing the same limited supply of scarce products, i.e. toilet paper, food, ammunition, firearms, medical supplies, you know, whatever. Whatever people are buying. So the supplies are scarce because demand is super high, but the supply is not able to keep up with that demand. And a lot of manufacturing is shutting down and supply lines are cratering and so on. So the geniuses in Washington, D.C. think the answer to this is print more money, which goes back to my bailout money song from 2008. Remember that? I want my bailout money. It's back. I want my bailout money part two. And at the same time, every industry in America that is cratering right now, i.e. tourism, casinos, movie theaters, airlines, and aircraft manufacturers like Boeing, they're all now saying, oh, we got to have a bailout too. Even the executives at Boeing that took all these big million-dollar bonuses and as the company was buying back its own stock, all of a sudden, they don't have any money and they need a bailout. So in order to meet all these demands of free money for everybody, which we call helicopter money, of course, and then bailout money for all the industries, the Fed is going to have to create multiple trillions of dollars in more fiat currency. This is going to cause massive price inflation at the same time that the country is experiencing a huge explosion in unemployment. So we're talking about unemployment rates that are probably going to reach anywhere from 20% to 50%. And 20% was the Great Depression, by the way. So even when it hits 25%, it's already worse than the Great Depression. So think about this. If free money could solve all the problems of the world, then why wasn't the government just handing out free money every year before now? Why should anybody have to work if free money solves everything? And the answer is, of course, free money doesn't solve anything. It doesn't rebuild supply lines. It doesn't get machines working and workers making things at warehouses and factories and so on. You know, free money doesn't get farmers growing food. They grow food because they want to get paid. That's why there are products in the supply line, because the people who produce them want to get paid. If they were just getting free money, then none of them would work. Who would work if you didn't have to? So we now live in a society where we're going into a bizarre form of financial socialism. It's going to get very strange, very ugly, very quickly. We're going the way of Venezuela, which is hyperinflation, scarce supplies, and God, I hope the government doesn't go for price controls. But we're heading that way. Already have supply line controls in place. The limits of, oh, you can only buy two loaves of bread, or you can only buy two of this or two of that. It's going to get way worse. Soon, the government's going to probably start taking over the production of food. And we're going to end up in a full-blown, collapsing, failed state here. And the national pastime of Venezuela, known as dumpster diving for food, will become commonplace in U.S. cities across the country. And all the corporate bailouts are just going to flood the system with more money, and the banking bailouts, more money, which means that even if you manage to get your money out of the banks before they collapse and get your money into treasuries, you're still in dollars, and dollars are going to rapidly erode. You might lose 20% of the value of your dollar in the next 12 months, where normally you lose, let's say, 2% of the value of your dollar on any given year, maybe a little bit less. You might lose 20%. As they just hyperinflate everything. They just print money like mad. to try to solve this problem with liquidity. But the origins of this problem are not a lack of liquidity. The origins are a pandemic virus that's just spreading across society. It's kind of like trying to treat cancer with chemotherapy. You know, cancer is not caused by a lack of chemotherapy. Cancer is caused by something else. And when you flood the body with chemotherapy, which is a poison, you just cause more cancer. Just like if you flood the economy with more money, free money, at a time when the problem is not related to a lack of free money, then you're just making the whole situation worse. This is nothing but an election ploy by President Trump to say, I mean, think about it. You know, conservatives mock leftists like Bernie Sanders, say, oh, everything's going to be free, free money for everybody. That's socialism. That's communism. Now it's Trump's policy. Think about it. Think how quickly we are now descending into socialism, collectivism, and probably authoritarianism soon as the situation gets worse. Free money for everyone? Really? Is that now what Trump stands for? And the answer is yes. Yes. Free money for everyone. But what about those of us who saved money? What about those of us who prepared in advance for this situation? What about those of us who did not live on the edge of highly leveraged market bets and financial lifestyles? You know, we saved money, and that savings is now being stolen effectively by the federal government, which is printing more money, which is eroding the value of our savings. So if you saved money, you are being punished. If you didn't save money, you are being rewarded with free money at the expense of everybody else. This is the new policy in Washington. And this is why ultimately the long-term strategy here, if you want to survive this with any assets left intact, you're going to have to get out of the dollar. And the answer there is the same things that I've said for years. Gold and silver, land, things that hold their value. Food-producing farm land, or land with water on it, or even ammunition, firearms, and fuel. Those are all the things that I've named in probably 100 podcasts by now. Guess what's incredibly valuable and very hard to find right now? Oh my gosh, ammunition, firearms, gold, silver. The things that hold value, you can hardly get them now. Because there are enough smart people who are moving into those things. And land will be the next thing. As soon as the property values really plummet, which is going to happen as well. Nationwide. Land and homes and commercial real estate, all of it. Commercial real estate is about to collapse, by the way, in the months ahead. It's going to crater like you've never seen it before. So in the long term, if you're left holding dollars, you're a fool, because the Treasury and the Fed and even the Trump administration is going to loot your pockets and loot your savings in order to pay out free money to other people who didn't earn it, who didn't save it, but just because Trump is now literally trying to buy votes for the election in November, which I'm not even sure will take place, by the way. We'll have to see what happens between now and then. So you're going to have to start reducing your exposure to the dollar. That's the strategy from this point forward. And I'll probably spend another podcast on ways to do that. Other foreign currencies are also going to take a hit too. So it's not just about exchanging currencies. It's about getting into things that cannot vanish, things that are not tied to the financial system. And so those things are, it's a pretty short list. You know, wealthy people, they buy fine art. But the fine art market is collapsing now too, because so many wealthy people are selling their fine art in order to buy gold and get private jet flights out of the country, because they're all bugging out, by the way. Yeah, the rich are bugging out. So they're selling fine art to buy their bug out locations, things like that. So the upshot is America is on the track of Venezuela now. Maybe it won't get as bad as Venezuela, since there is a lot more circulating money that America can kind of bleed into. In other words, the M2 global money supply is very, very large, since the dollar at the moment continues to be the global oil reserve currency. But that may change. And you can't just keep whipping up trillions of dollars without some kind of long-term cost. So long-term, I think the dollar's over. I think we're looking at the last chapter of the dollar. And there's going to be a government ban on cash, and there's going to be probably a government ban on gold and silver at some point too. And they're going to demand that you turn in all your cash, and they're going to trade it for some new Amero currency, some new electronic currency where they can track everything and surveil you. And that currency will be controlled by some new globalist organization, probably. And they will outlaw cash. So that's really where this is headed. And when you trade in your dollars for the new currency, you'll lose 90% of the value, the purchasing value of your dollars. So if you have $100,000 in the bank and you think you have $100,000, you don't really. You have what's about to be worth $10,000. If you still hold on to dollars long enough to experience that cratering, which is coming. So what should you do? Well, you talk to your financial advisor, and then after you're done talking to that clueless person, decide for yourself what to do. I mean, I can't give you professional advice. I don't know your personal situation, your risk appetite, you know, your profile, your age, anything like that. I don't know what your assets are. But I tell you, what I'm doing is I'm preparing to move out of, right now I've got everything in treasuries, and I'm preparing to move out of treasuries and into long-term, like apocalyptic scenario survival assets. And that's a very short list, and it begins with gold and silver and land, by the way. But I've also got a lot of ammo and firearms, and I've even got fuel. I've got a lot of things that hold value. But long-term, actually land is probably one of the best bets. So we'll talk about that in a later podcast. And remember that the retirement funds and pensions of most Americans are about to be wiped out. So there's going to be a lot of panic and a very high freakout factor out there, and a lot of denial. A lot of people in a state of denial will accuse me of being a doom and gloomer as their pensions are wiped out. I'm like, I warned you, your pension is going to get wiped out. I say, well, it's doom and gloom to talk about it. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your psyche is not prepared to deal with this, but there's an adjustment curve, and I really strongly encourage you to move quickly along that adjustment curve so that you can survive this. I want everybody to do well, and denialism is not a survival strategy. But stay informed. Keep listening to pandemic.news. Things are about to get, well, can I say Mad Max? Or is that going too far? Things are about to get crazy. How crazy is yet to be seen. But dumpster diving will begin soon, and I anticipate gun battles over food very soon as well. So prepare accordingly. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.